Hi, family. My name is Monica, and I'm an addict. First and foremost, I need to thank the God of my understanding for bringing me out of the darkness of addiction and into the light of life. My topic is, our message is hope. And one of the things that I've been taught since I've been here is to research whatever topic that you're given. And the topic that I've been given comes from the fifth tradition in our basic text that talks about our message. But in understanding that there's a topic, what this topic is, I have to first understand what our message is. Because if I don't know our message, how can I be a message of hope? So in understanding what our message is simple and it's clear. It says that an addict, it says an addict, any addict. Now understand, for me, I gotta identify any addict. That means the addict that ain't here yet. That means the addict that don't know that they are addict. That means the addict that's still practicing, and that means the addict that's here. So I understand any addict can stop using drugs. Like I don't know about you, but I would go on pause. Like coming in and out of here, not really understanding whether or not I'm ready to stop or not, I'm on pause. I ain't completely stopped yet, because my mind is still focused on getting one more, whatever that one more is. Because I got to understand what stopping means, that any addict can stop using drugs. What's your drug today, Monica? It was dope and coke and everything else when I got here. But what is it now? Because a drug is any mind or mood altering substance. Cheesecake. Stop using drugs. Lose the desire to use. Like God, please. Like, I don't even believe in this power yet. I don't understand what this power is. But if you're there, if you took me out of the vacant house, if you could just take away the thirst and the desire to get one more, I want to stop waking up thinking about dopes and cokes. Lose the desire to use. Like y'all told me that I don't know when, you don't know where, but you stopped thinking about dopes and cokes all the time. And even though I didn't believe that, I believe y'all knew what y'all was doing. So I went on the understanding that at some point, didn't tell me when, you didn't say 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, you said at some point. At some point. The desire gonna be taken away from you. So losing the desire to use. And what I've come to realize is that many times my in and outs, I only did the first two. Like I would come here begging to not use. I would come here, you know, begging to take away the desire. But I ain't come to the point of trying to find a new way to live. Like, I just wanted to live without dopes and cokes for a long time. I just wanted to live free from being in the bondage of getting one more. I had no clue that there was a new way to live. Because I was stuck on the understanding that I'm good. Just the way I am. I'm good. That changed what? You'd have lost your mind. Change. I've been like this all my life. Didn't understand that if I take the journey, cause how you understand our message, you gotta live our steps. Our message is in the steps. So I came here. I desired to find a new way to live this time. Like, I'm the addict that came in and out of here multiple times that didn't have a desire for a new way to live. I came in here doing everything y'all said not to do. I didn't understand that I had to earn the right to do some of the things that y'all was doing. you know, I wanted to hang outside the meeting as opposed to being in the meeting. That ain't a good look for a newcomer, old timer. Like, because I want to do what you're doing. You're showing me how to live this. You're my message. What the fuck are you speaking to me? Doing and living how you're living in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous. Like, I had to find a message for me. Y'all told me to get a sponsor. That was my message. In the beginning, that was my message. And he said, yes, I said he. Because I don't know about, most people that know me know I have a strong personality. Yes, I do. And I can be a little aggressive at times. And I've understood that because I no longer deny the fact that I'm an intelligent black woman, that can be a little intimidating. And if you're intimidated by my presence, you might need to do some more work on yourself. That's what I was taught here in understanding what a message is. Because I can't not look people in the eye with neither aggression nor fear, but I'm scared of you, but I ain't scared of me. No. I got to not be scared of, if I'm not scared of me, then why would I be scared of you? I'm not intimidated by who you are if you in God's will. And if I'm in God's will, then there's no fear in God. There may be hesitation in self-will. There ain't no fear there. So I'm talking about a message of hopeless. So let me give you a picture of how I ended up here. The state and condition that I was in when I got here. My sponsor reminds me on a consistent basis that I was so unapproachable. Like you couldn't say one word, two words to me, because I was in I wish your motherfucker would mode most of the time. My mindset was still in, you know, snap, crackle, and pop the shit out of anybody that said anything out of the way to me. That was my mindset coming here, because that's where I came from. Because you told me that I'm going to bring all of that stuff in here with me. You told me that I'm going to come in here with my chicken, you're going to come in here with your line, you're going to come in with all of that stuff. But after being here, after living this new way of life, you ain't going to stay that way. If you invest in the program, you ain't going to stay that way. So I came here and I gave myself a break at first. Then I decided to give you all a break. You know, because I didn't understand, like every time that I would get people to get closer to me and draw them to me and y'all wanted to see me do better in my life and do better in my process, that every time I decided to leave here, I would take a part of y'all with me. Didn't understand that till somebody that I grew close to here left here. Decided to change their mind. And I got to see what it felt like. The greatest teacher for me is my own experiences here. Because it wasn't until I felt what it was like to leave, for somebody to leave here, that I understand that I didn't want to go no more. Because I no longer wanted to put people through what I was going through based on them leaving. Talking about a message of hope. I ain't coming here like that. I came here self-seeking, self-centered, self-obsessed, self-absorbed. And as a result of that, I got everything I was supposed to get. I got high, I got high, I got high. But this time, this time, something different. Thank you. This time, I still came in angry. I didn't know I was angry. Y'all had to remind me that, oh, you're so angry. And I was like, oh, no, I'm the nicest person you ever want to meet until you fuck me over. And my sponsor had to remind me that that's who you want to be. That ain't who you are yet. That may be the image of who you want to represent, but that ain't the representative. Who you are right now is who you are right now. You're angry, Monica. You're in, and because I didn't understand that, I had continued to hurt myself for years. Now I want to take it out on y'all, but y'all not responsible for my hurt. I am. And when I began to take ownership of mine, I stopped wanting to hurt y'all as much. Didn't say I want to stop completely. As much. Because I remember, man, being, like I come from, abuse. Today, if my mother was, you know, she'd be in jail, under the jail, for some of the beatings and some of the discipline, let me say like that, the discipline that I got as a child, you know. So because I was the baby of seven and I couldn't act out that way on them, I would take that behavior outside. And because I was learned that behavior, I perpetuated that behavior on the other people. Verbally abusive, physically abusive, and I bring all of that in here. And I still don't know how to act any other way, so I'm still verbally abusive. You know, I cuss the meat now, fuck you motherfuckers, and I'm trying to recover, and I wish y'all would, and, you know. And I didn't understand at the time when y'all was telling me to keep coming back. I got my own revelation of what that means now. Because back then it was just, oh, keep coming back. But now when I say it to other people in my mind, I'm saying, I wish you shut the fuck up. Sit down some goddamn way. You don't even know enough yet. Just shut up and be quiet. Keep coming back. Because you told me I had to be loving and caring. And in the beginning, that's how I approached people. Like, look, y'all don't need that dumbass shit. Shut the fuck up. But then y'all say, no, Monica, you got to put some sugar on that. Because when it's your turn to eat it, it's got to taste a little sweet. So, you know. So now I learn to say, Dexter, keep coming back. So I'm telling you about how I was and who I was when I got here so you can see. Because y'all kept telling me stuff like you're going to be the only basic text somebody get to read, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I had no clue what that meant. I had no understanding that based on who I was when I came here, that something was going to happen if I stayed here and did the work. So I began to invest in myself. Instead of investing in y'all to try to build your character up and all of that, I needed to invest in my own. Because what I found out, I spend more time lifting you up. And then when I need to be lifted, I ain't got no juice for myself.
Come on.
So I needed to put y'all on pause and do what I needed to do for me. So at 5 months, I got busy. After I had my own brush with relapse, you know, cause he said I was nothing and nobody, you know, and I went to the crack house door and knocked on the door, and the dude that never told me no that day. And as a result of that, I haven't looked back since. Haven't looked back since. You know what I mean? And I began to invest in the program. I began to invest in myself. I began to understand what our message is. You know, because I didn't understand what the message of Narcotics Anonymous was. I didn't understand that the life-changing, transforming message of Narcotics Anonymous could work for me. Celeste, I want to thank you for being who you were when I first came here and being who you were when I got back here. Because that was my shot of hope. To understand that people can change. People can change, man. And I began to want to change. Because before I ain't had no desire. Ain't nothing wrong with me. But I had a desire to change. Because what I found out is that I didn't like me. Didn't like nothing about me. I didn't like the way I walked. I didn't like the way I talked. I didn't like the way I didn't like nothing about me. And as a result of that, I wanted to do something different. But the key thing for me in wanting to change was, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Because my stories say, when I don't change, my clean date does. So I ain't want my clean date to change no more, because it's in December. I get Christmas twice. Yeah. So I'm good with that. You know what I mean? And I got comfortable with accepting the fact that I was an addict. And I was going to have to do this one day at a time for the rest of my life. And I was clear about that. So I wanted to do some different stuff, and I began to have a desire for change. Like I ain't want to be known as the angry girl in the meeting, you know. I ain't want to keep being known as, oh, she's too smart. Well, let me, because I still get that now, so, you know. And I don't think it's, and I think it's more so than me not being smart, but me challenging you on your shit. Because what people did for me was they challenged me on my bullshit. And I needed that because I was full of it when I got here. And I'm the type of addict that if you give me an inch, I'm going to go all the way left in left field. So y'all started to show me like where I came from and who I could be, and you gave me the possibilities that lost dreams would be awakened and new possibilities would arise, and I had no clue of who I wanted to become. But I did know who I didn't want to be. And I had a great place to start. And because I didn't want to be who I'd always been, some things started to happen. Like when the girl kept calling me a bitch in the recovery house. The first time the girl called me a bitch and she stole my stuff. No, that I thought she stole my stuff. I beat her up. New Year's Eve, 2006. I haven't put my hands on anybody since then. Because that was the first time in my life I had ever had remorse for putting my hands on somebody. Like, I'm the kind of pop your collar chick. Yeah, I did that. And what? Like, who else wants something? You know what I mean? Like, you want to be next? You know what I mean? I don't have no picks today. I fight men, women, children, grandmothers. I didn't care. Now I want to be the mediator. Like, wait a minute. Hold up. No, let's all get along. Me. Like, I remember one time, like I was heated for I don't know what, just because it was the day or the week that it was, or whatever. And I was somewhere, and they was messing with my girlfriend, and you know, because I'm Captain Saver, whatever, you know. I found out that I have caretaking issues, that I like to take care of people, not because they can't take care of themselves, because they won't. And because I won't allow them to grow up, then I'll take on the responsibility of caring for you because I think you're not capable.
Come on now.
Not saying that you're not. I think you're not capable.
Come on.
So, you know. And then also I found out that people will use you for some of your strengths and make them your defects. You know what I mean? Because it's okay to support people and help people, but it becomes unhealthy and becomes a defect when you overly do it. So, you know, so I went, you know, and she was all in a tizzy, and, you know, they messing with me, and I'm like, who messing with you, you know, and my homeboy, who I thought was supposed to say, get that bitch, you know, he say, no, you know, what's wrong, I say, and then another young lady say, are you okay, I say, look, check this doc, you know, she's like, what's wrong? I say, you getting on my nerves. She's like, well, who you mad at? I said, it's you. You don't get out my, you know, just crazy. So the brother say, you come too far. You ain't done that in years. You don't act like that no more. Like sometimes I need people to tell me and remind me of where I've come from. Because my disease will say, you ain't done nothing. You still the same person that you've always been. And he said, no. I ain't going to let you throw away all that you've done so far. So at that moment, I understood that my changes was real. I don't care what my disease was telling me, that the actual factual of my life at that point said that I hadn't acted that way in a very long time. And do you really want to throw away all the work that you put in at this point for one fleeting moment? Like, you know, the moment when it's the time to decide whether you're going to cheat on your woman or cheat on your man. And then you say, then after the fact, you look in hindsight like, dang, that wasn't even worth it. You know what I mean? Like putting your hands on somebody and then sitting over Central Booking, and I'm looking at 25 years with no parole, and they home, you know, still frying chicken at the NA dance. So I realized that I don't have to live in hindsight, that I can live in the moment. Like somebody reminded me, like I need to live in the moment. Like, where are you right now? So I came here. I went back to school. Things started to happen. Like I had been in and out of drug programs for years. Jail, prison for years. And they remember who I used to be. I'm the chick that invited the nun in the basement and say, bitch, see if God bring your ass up. See how much you love God. See who, which one he bring up out the basement. You threatening a nun. Because I had no understanding. I had no clue. My mindset was just what it was. You know what I mean? But I'm the same one them same nuns called. Three.
That's right. Come on then.
Three. No. 5 years into my process. And they say, look, we respect you for what you've done in your life at this point. We remember who you used to be. We have an opportunity to relive the history of our program from the past 30 years, and we want you to be the first person that we put in the book. And the title of the book was called From Dependence to Independence, 30 Women, 30 Stories. Me. You're talking about a message of hope. So in that, like, I didn't even realize that was real. I didn't understand that that this program had transformed me. To go from somebody that nobody want to be around. Like, I'm the addict that at the crack house, they peep out the window to see if that earth disturber is out there. We don't want her in here. Like, I ain't the chick that pull your furniture out and geek and all of that. No, well, I do take your bad friends hostage now, you know. But just because of my demeanor, I had this heaviness. I had this dark cloud, this blackness. Like, I remember when I went to the spiritual program, my family sent me away, and you know, they did the filming of the exorcism. They had to do an exorcism on me. And the lady said that the demon was choking her because she was trying to get the demon out of me and it began to choke her. So she had to leave that one in there. And me and the demon came back to Baltimore and smoked crack. Man. But understanding when I began to see my life through somebody else's eyes. Like, because I suffered from a character defect called arrogance. And because I had this character defect, I had to be mindful that I can't overly celebrate my successes. Because somewhere in that, I'll think I did it, and I no longer need the guidance of God. So I'll push him out and I'll stand in the spotlight. So because I understand this, I wouldn't celebrate my successes. I wouldn't celebrate. I didn't tell a whole lot of y'all that I was in a book. I didn't tell a whole lot of y'all that these people from another country came here to just walk with me one day in my life. And use it as a documentary to give a shot of hope to women in bondage over in Pakistan and Iran and Iraq and Turkey and all of them other foreign countries where Narcotics Anonymous is there, but women aren't privileged to come out of addiction and prostitution.
That's right.
Like my never understanding that this program Because I invested in the program in Narcotics Anonymous and I allowed it to change my life. Like, I'm not who I used to be. I don't even... Some days, I can't believe my life. Can't believe it. I have a desire and an aspiration to be mayor of our city.
That's right.
I say, if a crackhead can be the mayor of D.C., why can't a dope fiend be the mayor of Dope City? Why not? You had the most popular crackhead run your city in D.C., so why can't the heroin capital of America, why can't a dope fiend run Baltimore? But one of the things that I found out in that desire and that aspiration is that the only reason why they don't give addicts a shot, because we want to live in anonymity. Yeah, let me share that. Like, the only reason why they still think that we low-bottom, dope fiend, no good, will never be nothing, because everybody's hiding about the fact that I'm an addict, but you're supposed to be proud here. You proud in Narcotics Anonymous, but what does that mean outside of here? Like, I'm proud to be an addict in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and outside. Why? Because if you don't see the life change and transformation in me, if I don't show it to others, how they gonna give everybody else a shot? So I'm proud to be a card-carrying member of Narcotics Anonymous. Do I tell them I'm in Narcotics Anonymous? No. Because it's an anonymous program. But I do say I'm a person in the process of recovery from the disease of addiction. Because my life does not resemble that of a using addict.
That's right.
I am a recovering addict. No. I'm an addict recovering from the disease of addiction, which has more than just drugs that I got to deal with. So understand, I stand before you, a message of hope, because I bought into the message. And not only did I buy into the first part of the message, I bought into the whole message, that any addict can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use. And I have found a new way to live, and I'm loving the life I'm living, and I'm grateful for the program of Narcotics Anonymous for giving me that life. Thanks for allowing me to.